Well, this morning on our program, we are joined by Cass County Director of Public Health, Beth Olson. Want to get a little update on how the COVID response project is going here in our local county. Beth, good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, good, healthy, so good.
Let's talk about
the COVID response. We're at a point now where we're seeing vaccines becoming available. The last time we talked, I think it was you were just a few days away from receiving the vaccines that were going to go out to healthcare professionals. How's that process gone?
Yeah, it's gone really, really well. So thanks for asking. And it's been kind of fun to see it roll out. And this is a promising and, gives us a lot of hope for the months ahead. It's a slow rollout, but, locally we're doing everything we can to get it to as many people who are eligible as possible as quickly as we can.
Absolutely. Well, the healthcare professionals and those frontline workers, we expected we're going to get those initial doses, but also one of the early folks on the list to receive were some of those who are more immunocompromised, those who are elderly, those who are more susceptible to some of the more severe aspects of the virus. Are we seeing that happen? I know in some places around the country it's been a little slower than they thought.
And we aren't able to get to that group yet. Right now, Iowa is still in what we call phase 1A. So like you said, it's those healthcare providers, healthcare personnel, from a broad variety of the spectrum, that's the outside of the hospital too, who provides health in a variety of touch points in the community, as well as long-term care residents and their staff as well. So that's who's in phase 1A, and that's where our first 500 doses have been directed to. So then when you start talking about, you've talked a little bit about phase, what we call probably 1B, and we're still waiting on the Iowa Department of Public Health and the IDAC committee, that's the Infectious Disease Advisory Council, to really confirm who will officially be in phase 1B and phase 1C for Iowa. And that's what's hard is you see national news and you see people from, people who are in a profession you're in another state are getting it, but you're saying, why can't I get that? Well, state by state, things are a little different. So, we have to follow what Iowa says. And right now that's just phase 1A. So long-term care residents and healthcare personnel.
Okay.
And hopefully soon, into February, maybe we can move on to phase 1B in that. Hopefully that will be kind of confirmed in the next couple of weeks about who's actually eligible in 1B.
Sure. From your chair as public health director here in Cass County, are you satisfied with where you thought we'd be and where we are right now?
I am, especially, I think that we had 500 doses for our first round of vaccine for that phase 1A. And not as many, some counties around us didn't get that much. So we've been able to really reach a wide variety of healthcare personnel in the county, and that's been a real big blessing for us. Where other counties who received several hundred, less doses than we have, they're going to have to get to some of those folks that we were able to get now in phase 1A. So, we're ready to move on to phase 1B, but I don't have vaccine, and I don't know who is going to be eligible in phase 1B at this time.
Okay, well, we're always waiting on someone else somewhere along the line, it seems.
That's
the nature of the beast.
Be the game, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of is. But what would you say to folks? Are you hearing folks saying that they're not keen on taking a vaccine when it becomes available to them? Or what would you say to folks who have that attitude?
I would say that we've had a really positive response. And I think that it speaks volumes to see all of these long-term care residents and these healthcare personnel saying, yep, I want to be first in line. These have been the people that have been in the trenches for months. These have been individuals who have been isolated for months, and they're saying, I want that vaccine. I want life to return to normal. They've seen how scary, this can be when you are dealing with an individual that has had severe COVID. And so I think that, seeing such a good response from our healthcare personnel, it's like they know that this is hope, right? So, with any new vaccine, right, maybe it's a little scary, but I don't think this isn't a new, this isn't new science. It wasn't developed out of nothing, out of thin air. We've had this science for years and years and years, and I think it's time to trust medical professionals and make sure we're looking up credible information and you know, trust the science and trust the process. Hopefully we can get back to a little bit more normalcy soon.
Well, and I'd like to think that people saw kind of the worst of what can happen with not only the illness and deaths, but the shutdowns and the way it affected everyone. And at first, we may have had some folks that, like with masks, may have been a little reluctant to do that. But over time, they realized and have accepted and have moved forward that way. And maybe the vaccine will kind of go the same route.
Right. And, you know, that's a great point that it's not just, you know, healthcare workers and, you know, the individuals who are higher risk that have been affected. When we had businesses have to shut down, that was really hard. And they said, you know, if people have to wear a mask so I can stay open, great. Everybody's going to wear a mask. You know, and it was a small thing to ask people to do to try and get back to normal. And hopefully we see that with the vaccine rollout too. And hopefully we start to get doses and, you know, those phases open up to more individuals who are eligible, so we can get back to a little sense of normalcy around here.
Now, I know we're not quite to that second step yet, but I'm moving on to the third, fourth, and fifth steps, I guess, too. Mm-hmm. Do you have a feel for approximately, you know, and you could be general on this, I guess, but approximately when you think there might be the vaccine out there to be able, enough of it, to be able to accommodate just about anybody who would want to take the vaccine?
Yeah, I think easily we could think this summer. So, I mean, you're still looking 6 months down the road before anybody could want it who might be eligible, you know, so looking at adults, anybody, you know, for the vaccine we're getting here in Cass County, anybody 18 and over, I think that would be realistic to say this summer. Hopefully there's enough vaccine being produced by this summer to be able to get it out to anybody who would want it.
Well, I know a lot of folks have kind of talked about it. Why do you report every day on all these numbers and stuff? You know, like everything, we have a short attention span, and everything moves on and moves on quickly, it seems, these days. But, you know, they get kind of, you know, a little bit of, I guess you could call it COVID fatigue and stuff like that. You know, at what point, Beth, do you see where we get so back to whatever normal is again that we're not really talking about this? It's not the first thing we think about when we get up in the morning.
Gosh, that'll be the day. I'm dreaming of that day too myself. You know, I think we're still having cases come through, right? I mean, we just got through the holiday season where had a lot of cases coming in each day still. So, you know, and our death count is not low by any means. We understand that this can be very serious. And I think right now it's important to keep that in the forefront of people's minds so we don't become lax on some of these things. You know, we have a vaccine, you know, available to many, many people on the horizon, and it's, you know, now is not the time to relax on any of those things that we've been, you know, working so hard to.
Well, it seems like just about everyone has had to make some fundamental changes in the way they operate, and that comes with just about everyone who runs any kind of a business or even our day-to-day lives. But especially in the healthcare industry, hospitals have changed their protocols within public health. You know how you guys have had to change the way you handle some of the things. Do you think you've found some things that maybe will continue down the road, some processes and procedures and things that you're looking at that might help with other things too?
You know, I think we probably have. You know, I think we've all found that, you know, new ways technology can be utilized, and we've maybe found groups of individuals who were underserved that we could try and better serve in the future. And, you know, I think there are some good things that have come of this, too, that we will certainly be able to implement into our future programming needs and kind of moving forward once we get to close this chapter and go back to our new business as usual.
Right, right. Well, so as we wait for more of the vaccine opportunities here locally, more of the vaccination opportunities, what's next? What do we do in the meantime? Just continue to do the processes that we've been following?
That's right. Yep. Sit tight. Right. That's what I tell everybody. I said, if I could give it to you today, I would, but I just simply can't, and I don't even have the vaccine to do that. So, you know, sit tight, you know, calling around to different entities to try and figure out if they have vaccine. None of us do. We don't. You know, I'm the one that has to allocate it to those different entities, and I don't have it to allocate to them. So keep being, you know, vigilant in, you know, the mask wearing, the hand washing. If you don't feel well, stay home. You know, I I know I sound like a squeaky wheel. I've been saying those things for months now. But those are the things we have to keep doing until this vaccine is widely available for anybody who wants it.
You bet. Well, I know you work with local folks, locally, countywide, regionally, state, federal. We're going to have a change in federal leadership here in a few days. Mm-hmm. Do you see that
right.
changing the process a whole lot, or do you think we're going to still keep plowing forward?
Yeah, somebody else asked me that question today, too, and I would say that at the local level, we haven't been given any indication of that from the Iowa Department of Public Health. But, you know, something to keep in mind and think about. And obviously with a change in leadership, you know, your processes can change along the way. But at this time, we haven't been, you know, given any inkling that something will change. But you never know.
In the meantime, the bottom line is we keep everyone safe and healthy.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, very good. Well, appreciate all the hard work that you and your staff have done. I know you've been spending a lot of time contact tracing and all those things that come along with a pandemic like this that, you know, we don't deal with very often, if ever.
Yeah.
So it's just another thing we have to deal with now, and we just have to keep moving forward till we reach the end. Beth, thank you so
That's
much.
That's right. Thank you. Take care.